This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. 3 years of negotiations end with a settlement between J.R. Simplot and the Washington Department of Ecology over fines imposed for air pollution caused by dust and dry manure at its Walla Walla County feedlot. The two sides have been in talks since the $50,000 fine was levied back in 2015. The DOE's Brooke Beeler says Simplot has made concessions to comply with the state laws.
As part of the settlement agreement, Simplot's agreed to pave a portion of their high traffic area that will help significantly reduce dust. And they've also been required to update their dust control plan. And it's really going to strengthen the measures that prevent that dust and dried manure pollution from leaving the property or getting suspended into the air.
The DOE's Brooke Beeler says Simplot has made concessions to comply with state laws.
Some of those conditions include improved staff training to know what to look for and what to see, when is the right time to maybe do some dust suppression activities, using water to control dust from their roadways and their cattle pens, and then also increasing or doing a better job on their daily monitoring to determine if they need to change any practices if the dust is starting to get out of hand.
The DOE reduced the amount to be paid to $35,000. Simplot agreed to pay $5,000 of the fine and used the remainder to fund a project to help significantly reduce dust from vehicles driving in and out of the facility to improve air quality.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.